Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This never be
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Stephen A. Clark's new album is called The Lonely Roller. Now, that title might suggest something spare and bluesy, maybe the audio equivalent of film noir. What you get, though, is a widescreen Technicolor type of music built on the sounds of classic R&B and orchestral pop. And, of course, Stephen A. Clark's versatile voice. He and his band are here. They're going to start us off with the title track from The Lonely Roller. It's Stephen A. Clark live on Soundcheck. And that is Stephen A. Clark, live here in the Soundcheck studio, singing with Jesus Munoz playing electric guitar and Steve Sands handling everything else from a series of keyboards and computer, laptop, etc., to get that big kind of cinematic sound that I was talking about earlier. Stephen A. Clark, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
So this album is, it's kind of a series of stories, of character portraits, it seems. Is that right?
Yeah, it's it kind of is, but I mean, it's more me. I mean, mm-hmm. Everything kind of starts with me, and I guess things get a little bit more dramatized as the songs develop.
Right.
And the story develops, and it kind of turned into a concept album for me.
So mm-hmm. And what is that concept?
I don't know. A wanderer, a lost soul, I guess. Somebody kind of afraid to commit to something that's probably good for him, and, you know, running from it and getting into all kinds of trouble, and, you know.
Well, interesting, because the album begins with, we hear the sounds of footsteps walking over gravel to a car. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with the old Roxy Music song, Love Is the Drug, begins the same way.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no
you hear footsteps. Yeah. And then there's the cover shot of you in a motel. I mean, it seems to have this kind of fascination with the open road.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a huge fan of road trips. I really love them. After this tour, I might not love them as much, but I think, there's something about that. You know, it's always been I know what it is more now that I'm older, but growing up, I kind of always felt, it's going to sound cliche, but I felt like a loner. I felt, you know, kind of definitely introverted and naturally was attracted to that kind of like dusty motel and, you know, open road car, riding in your car and just kind of just finding something, in search of something, you know, some type of peace and, you know.
So did you grow up in a, like, did you move from town to town?
I kind of did, I guess, yeah. I mean, it's kind of started later, but I was born in Arkansas, but then I moved to Fayetteville, North Carolina at a very young age. And then my freshman year of high school, we started moving. My mom got a new job, and, you know, I left everything I knew to go to New Jersey. Yeah. In a whole totally different culture, different kind of area, and you know, it's, and then we bounced from town to town in Jersey because mm-hmm. you know, with the military, you kind of just
are you an Army brat?
Yes, I am. So okay. Yeah, so you get moved a lot, and and it kind of just happened, you know, and I guess I kind of shut down each time we moved, and my last year of high school, I wasn't talking to anybody. I was tired of trying to, you know, meet new friends and all that. And, you know, it's not my mom's fault. She had to obviously provide for us. So, but I don't want her to hear this and feel bad. but yeah, you know, that's kind of just the way things kind of turned out. And I kind of shut down and, you know, so from there I've kind of turned into this lonely roller character.
Whose superpower is telling these kind of straightforward stories.
I guess, yeah.
You know?
I'm a pretty literal guy lyrically. I kind of, everything kind of goes on in my head. You know, when I'm interacting with people, I don't always know how to say it the way I want. I'm not just off the cuff. I'm very like reserved and I kind of wait for the right time. And music's just the perfect place. You know, I can just say everything I'm feeling.
So yeah. I mean, anybody who does any sort of personal or confessional songwriting, you know, singer-songwriters, guy with guitar, girl with guitar, they have this to deal with all the time, is people assume the characters are you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may be based on you,
but
like with The Lonely Roller, did you take that trip to Las
Vegas? You know, I didn't take that trip, you know, but it kind of just, it in my mind, like, obviously, the events that took place in the song kind of were real events, you know, but the setting, the backdrop wasn't Vegas. It was probably Miami or North Carolina or something like that. But it wasn't, I didn't take, but if I could have, if it was my movie, if I was writing that movie, I would have gone out to Vegas to do all that stuff, you know, far, far away from home. You know?
Well, that's the great thing. It is your movie.
It is my movie. That's correct.
You're writing the song.
Exactly,
it is your movie.
Exactly.
The For me, the standout track on the record is the one you're going to do next, called Can't Have. Mm-hmm. And there's a kind of big cinematic video mm-hmm. that goes yeah. with that, yeah. which is on our website at soundcheck.org. It has this enormous sound. How is it traveling with, you know, the kind of scaled-down forces and, you know, yeah, dealing with the kind of band-in-a-box thing, plus you yeah. have the live element as well?
Well, honestly, it's, you know, in a perfect world, I travel with an orchestra, a 30-piece orchestra, and we just do the whole thing. You know,
yeah,
what
that
I mean?
Would not be that it. Would not be perfect for very
exactly,
long.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure it would. There would be a lot of problems with that. But no, it's you know, this is how I grew up making music. You know what I mean? In the box. You yep. know, it's that's what I know. You know, mm-hmm. I love every element of music. You know, I wish I could have every string player, but this is how I grew up. So it's not hard for me. It's not an issue for me. And thank God for technology, because I wouldn't know what I was doing without it. That's my first exposure to music wasn't a guitar. Like, I grew up around musicians. My uncle's a musician. My dad's a musician. But my first major introduction was a program. Mm. And now what I want to do is, like, just keep combining those worlds, the live world and the box world. You know, we played all the guitars live, all the bass lines are live, you know, but they started on the computer.
Right.
Even the strings, my friend Sam Hyken, who composed all the strings on the album, started in the computer. He's a composer, but that's his ideas he does on the computer. And the executive producer, Steve Sands, who's here with us, he's in the box too. That's where we all started. So we wish we could give the whole experience, but we try to give you a little sample.
Yeah.
Thank God for computers, you know what I mean?
All right. So. Well, you want to do Can't
Yeah,
Have?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Stephen A. Clark with us on Soundcheck today. The Lonely Roller is the name of the album. It's out now. Catch them at Le Poisson Rouge on November 11th with Sin Cane. Here they are with the song called Can't Have, live on Soundcheck.
By the money, girls, it would have been you and me. It could have been.
The song is called Can't Have, and it's from the new album by Stephen A. Clark called The Lonely Roller. That's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Stephen singing with Jesus Munoz playing electric guitar and Steve Sands handling all of the backing tracks, the vocals, drums, strings, etc. And although it is kind of, Stephen, what we were talking about before, this combination of live and pre-recorded, it's a different... It's a slightly different arrangement from what's on the record. It is not, you're not just like, you know, taking the recording and singing
along to it.
Yeah. So how, you talked about your first instrument wasn't a guitar or a piano, it was a program.
Yeah.
So how do you write with a program?
Just like you would write with a guitar. I mean, you sit down and you have this world of plugins and sounds and drum kits and all this. And it's really just wide open, whatever you want to do, which is so fun about it. And, so you're at your computer and you have your MIDI keyboard and you mm-hmm. play something, you know? It is, in the sense, it's the same thing as sitting at a piano. It's exactly the same thing. You just have more sounds, you know, anything you really want to do. You can mimic a trumpet. You can mimic a guitar. You can do anything.
But you did have some keyboard technique.
Yeah, I'm playing. Yes, I'm playing all those melodies. But that's not how I didn't grow up on a piano. I got introduced to a program when I was a teenager, and I just started making boom bap and hip hop and rapping and all that. Like, that's what it was. It was drum kits and finger,
one finger at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then it just grew from there. Yeah. So it's
grew, but then it changed, because this is clearly not a hip-hop record.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all.
Although, you know, if you listen to the lyrics,
yeah.
you might say to yourself, this is a guy who knows his hip-hop.
It is. I mean, that's me. I am hip-hop. I still feel like, this album's far from, a hip-hop record. But that's how I grew up. You know, it's always going to be a part of me. I love hip-hop, and it still beats to me. You know, I've expanded on the idea of just making a beat, but... It still beats for me, mm-hmm. And
so what caused the initial change from hip hop to this more R&B inflected, or I keep saying R&B, but I hear Burt Bacharach, I hear The Cure.
It's a pop record. That's what I wanted to do. My last album, I did a free album called Fornication Under Consent of the King, released it on the internet. It was an R&B hip hop album, and in between that time and now, my influences have changed. Mm. I've always had a wide range of influence because of my parents and the stuff I was listening to when I got to high school. I was a big fan of NERD, the Neptunes, Pharrell, and those guys kind of changed my perspective on music. It definitely pulled me away from just hip-hop.
Right.
To me, they're more, way more than hip-hop.
Well, and when you say Pharrell, I mean now, Pharrell now is
a
very
pop
different
artist.
From
yeah,
what
a pop artist,
Pharrell was back then.
Exactly. And... that was the growth for me, and I was a fan of Steely Dan in high school. I had a teacher who let me borrow Asia, when I was
in high school. You were a nerd.
I was kind of a nerd. I was a very quiet kid, and my mom was listening to Sade, and later on I got into Peter Gabriel and Seal and, Michael, of course.
Right,
but that was
right.
It was later for me. I was afraid of Michael when I was a kid because of Thriller.
Yeah.
So I didn't really pay attention to Michael. I couldn't. I was too afraid. But... later on, so great, and all those things, they I hold them, they're in my mind. And when I sit down, I'm not trying to copy them, I'm just trying to pull from that same energy that they had on the records.
You mentioned your dad and your uncle are musicians.
What
kind of music do they play?
My dad's a drummer. I think he's currently in a country band, and he played bass guitar. And then my uncle is acoustic, any kind of guitar, really. He's a bassist now, but he played... he was an acoustic singer, acoustic guitar and singer.
Singer-songwriter.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just amazing. My uncle is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the lonely roller, literally, even more so than me. I need people, mean? But he's traveling, takes his guitar. He's the open road guy,
Well, The Lonely Roller is the name of the record, the new one from Stephen A. Clark here with us in the Soundcheck studio. You want to do another song? You want to do She's in Love?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right. You'll have a chance to hear a more extended set from Stephen A. Clark on November 11th. I think that's Veterans Day and a holiday. He'll be at Le Poisson Rouge with our old friend Cinquain. So that's coming up. Right now, let's hear She's in Love.
Ex-beauty queen, amongst other things, face made for the big screen. A small town girl, Egyptian dreams. Her daddy ain't around, used to beat her up. My mama thanks him too rough. They say the old man was just like me. Do anything to have a good time. Guess something out of what she like. Late at night, do you drink for me? Get that high, feel it buzz. Memories are too much. And she's in love, but not loving me. And she's so in love with the city. Simply adjusting, relax, don't pretend.
Stephen A. Clark with She's in Love. You'll find it on the album called The Lonely Roller. That's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. So this album must have been a fair amount of time in the making, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was definitely the longest process I've ever had to experience. But, you know, with the first couple albums I did for free, it was just me, you know, and I was afraid of collabing. I was still in the introverted kind of fearful stage, I guess, and
man, did you make a left turn?
I know. It's kind of crazy.
Big orchestral sound everything. So.
I went for it on this
yes,
one, you know.
Did.
But it was time, you know, and you know, you just got to step up. And
yeah.
It was definitely like a 3-year process. And even the early version of this album was still kind of scared, kind of thing. And you know, when I went to turn it into a label, they were like, "Yo, this is good, but we think we could do better." And, you know, I just went back to a drawing board with Steven Sands here, and he kind of just made the album what it is. I mean, yeah, everything was there, but...
He showed up with his tubes and wires and laptops and buttons and stuff. And
yeah.
So have you already started thinking about the next project?
Will
it be just you and an acoustic guitar after
man.
All this?
I don't know. You know, it's going to be a process, you know, just like this one, and I had to... grow, obviously, and listening to some different stuff, you know, like we were talking about earlier, Fleetwood Mac and all these, you know, my influences will change. I've been listening to The Cure a lot, actually, mm-hmm. lately, and so we'll see. But definitely ideas here and there, but I don't have a direction yet, and I want to make sure every album I do sounds cohesive mm-hmm. and has a thing about it. So,
well, job well done with this one.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. The Lonely Roller is the name of the record. It's out now. Stephen A. Clark, my guest on Soundcheck. Stephen, this has been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
Take your time. Don't let it ruin. I was blinded by a halo. And if you make it, I will never speak about it at all.
If you like Soundcheck, consider subscribing to our podcast. It's easy. Just find us in the iTunes store and click on subscribe. We'll send you our latest interviews, in-studio performances, and more.
Remember you, but you remember me. If it's gone.